This is a fella goes around here, and the spokes goes up here and goes into these, that fella. And the iron band goes around here. They call that wagon tire.
Uh-huh. I see. And the hub would be on the wagon. The
hub would be right here on the wagon where that goes over the axle.
Uh-huh. How'd you keep the wheels from making a lot of noise?
It didn't make noise. It wasn't in the gravel for us to run on. It made that dusty road, it wouldn't make noise.
Oh, I see.
Now, you got the gravel now. That gravel was bad on a horse's foot. You couldn't drive. You couldn't keep a horse on that gravel, or mule either, if you just kept him on there, unless you put shoes on him.
Mm-hmm.
Put steel shoes on him, because his feet would wear off it as quick, he couldn't go.
Mm-hmm. But when you were a boy, you say you didn't have many, you just had dirt roads?
Just had dirt roads, that's wasn't in the gravel anywhere.
And then came the gravel, and then?
Well, the first automobile we had, about the second automobile, it was bought in Quitman County.
You did?
Yes. Uh-huh. My daddy was, when we got the automobile, we rolled the buggy back out of the corner of the lot, the survey out there, and put the, and had a, one of these boys, they had a, they lived in Memphis, they moved to Memphis, they were rich folks, these Jews, Maurice, and he drove the thing from, we shipped it from we bought it in Memphis, a started date, and we carried it to Friars Point on a boat, didn't have any road to come down, and he drove it from Friars Point for us, and it started raining, we rode that buggy out, put it in the buggy house, and the barn was sitting right in the middle of the lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
where the mules and all was. And when it dried up, we never had got out. Didn't anybody know how to drive it there. And the bow was right out in front of the lot, you know. And the bow was right up to the top. Didn't have the drainage every day. The bow stayed full, just like this river. And my daddy called us all in, we was all out playing, said we were going to try enough to get the buggy out. Well, we pushed, we all got together and pushed the started dating out the car outside, and of course it had a crank in front, we got it started, and he got in it and was got it in low gear, and just going around, around, around the barn, you know, he's standing around. Ricky Holler opened the gate, and they opened the gate, and he run out the gate and run right in the bow. He jumped upon the back seat and just his head sticking out. And we'd like to never got the water and everything out of that crank key.
Well, the what kind of wheels, how about the wheels on them? Did they have solid tires or?
Also, they had inflated tires, but it rejected a rim. It rejected a rim, you put the tire on and kind of put it on there with cleats somewhere or another.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't this modern time stuff.
And,
all of them had wooden spokes.
Oh, and something inside the tire to hold the air, is that?
Had the inner tube in there, all.
Uh-huh. And to get back to the wagon, how did you keep the hub from making a lot of noise in the axle as it went around? Did you use something in there?
That'd have to be kept greased. You'd hear one squeaking. You know, we live about halfway between Mark and Beeling, and it'd be hauling freight with mules, and when that axle goes dry, it's hard on a mule to pull it. And I know my uncle would hear him coming that thing squeaking, and he'd meet him there with some of that extra grease and make him stop. And he had outfits he could pick a wheel up with. He made it prize fold. He put the other wheel and pull it down and chain it to that thing and hold the wheel up, take that wheel off. Now the threads on the wagon